What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and today we're going to talk about what to do when you catch that fish of a lifetime, which could be bonefish, permit, tarpon, but specifically, we're going to talk about bonefish because I've got some excellent examples of what I'm going to be talking about that come from Instagram, from one of my friends, Richard Black, one of the best guides in the Florida Keys. He's got a video that we're going to go over today, and it's about how to release a fish. And there's been a lot of talk about how to release fish lately, especially tarpon. We're learning more and more about how these fish are way more delicate than we thought they were. Like, we used to bring them into the boat. We used to lip gaff them. We used to do all kinds of things to them, thinking they're just a really big, tough fish. And they are big, tough fish, but still, they require some delicate care, some handling, some respect, and that's what we want to give them. So one of the ways that you can show the fish respect, in my opinion, is to fish with heavy tackle. You can use tackle heavy enough to put adequate pressure on them so that you shorten the fight. Another way that you can shorten the fight, and this one gets a little bit controversial with some people, but I strongly believe in it, that is use a landing net for fish that are good to get in a landing net. Permit are my favorite. Bonefish can be a good one. And what the landing net does is, a lot of times when you're really concerned about getting a fish in the or to the boat, you can shorten that fight maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times around the boat. Even Jack Crevel's I'll land like this, where you can, they're coming by the boat and you can stick that landing net out and you can get them really, really fast. You can shorten the fight. And in my opinion, the thing, besides dropping them in the bottom of the boat, the thing that will make sure that a fish is released safely, healthy, is to land them quickly and get them back in the water. In fact, never even take them out of the water. There's a great video that I found here, another video, and I don't know who this person is, but if you watch this video right here, this person is fishing on a kayak, and as we move towards catching this fish, it'll play replay again. They stick the net out, and you can see that fish was obviously not ready to come into the boat, but they shorten the fight by minutes by having a net handy, putting it out there. It's a rubber net. It's great for the fish, and they just catch it like a football. Boom, right in the net. And that fight is going to be shortened greatly. So that fish is probably going to be released very healthy. Now, one of the things that Richard Black is advocating right now, which I strongly believe in, is using a D-hooker that we use for offshore fishing, for ballyhoo, for thread fins, for fish that you're catching on a sabiki rig. We're very, very careful about our offshore baits because it's very, very obvious. When you handle the bait in any way, shape, or form, you touch that bait, you remove their slime coating, the scales come off, and in just a couple of hours, the bait that has not been touched is doing fine. Those that have been touched are belly up and dead in your live well. So the same thing happens to game fish. You know, they might swim off healthy, looking healthy, but the more handling, the longer the fight and the more handling that you do to these fish, the greater you are risking their survival. Either they're going to get attacked by another fish, a barracuda, a shark, something is going to come after them, or they're just simply got a lot of adrenaline. They're going to get away from you, but maybe they're not so healthy. So the best way that we can do this is, one, shorten the fight. Two, never touch the fish. If you can do this and never touch the fish, it's really good for the fish. So Richard catches a lot of bonefish, and we're going to talk about your first bonefish and the importance of getting that photograph. That's awesome. I wouldn't deny you of that. But after you've caught a bunch of them, and they all look about the same as the last one that you caught, is there any reason to really bring them out of the water to get another picture of a fish that weighs 1 ounce more than the previous fish and maybe an ounce less than the next fish? They're all about the same. Get your good picture and then do your best to release the rest of them. And this is Richard right here releasing his. And he's got a D hooker in his hand. And this D hooker is the same thing we use offshore. And he just swings the thing around in a circle and grabs the line with the D hooker, goes down to the hook and just turns it out, just like you do offshore. And the bonefish in this situation never leaves the water and swims off perfectly. He never touches it with anything, with his hand. He touches it with the D hooker just to give it a little, just give it a little shove to go out of the way. Richard, this is an excellent video. And if you want to follow Richard and see this video for yourself, if you're listening audio, it's Black Fly Charters. It's Richard Black. Richard Black has been on Saltwater Experience a number of times. He's been on Into the Blue a number of times. Richard has won tons of tournaments in the Florida Keys. He is definitely, undeniably, one of the very finest guides in the Florida Keys. Some say the very best. And this is a great video. So he catches this bonefish. He's got the D-hooker in his hand. He grabs the line. He turns it around in a circle and quickly and easily goes down the line, grabs the fly with the D-hooker, and just pulls it out. And the bonefish swims right away. That is the video that we're watching. You can see that on Black Fly Charters if you go to Instagram. And you know what? That is a great way for us all to try to release bonefish. That is awesome. I mean, that was a great tutorial, and it's been making its right way around Instagram, but I wanted to do it on How To Tuesday today because, you know, it's really an important thing, and it's a very easy thing. You don't have to have pliers. You don't have to hold the fish. You don't have to grab the fish. You don't have to pick the fish up and put it under your arm and all these ways that maybe we used to get fish off. But now, if we want to maintain this really healthy population of bonefish that we have in the lower Florida Keys, we want to maintain the bonefish that when we go to the Bahamas, when we go to Christmas Island, when we go to any of these destinations where we're enjoying great bonefishing, part of the reason is because there are a lot of bonefish there. Let's keep it that way. Let's handle them properly. Do the same thing with tarpon. In my opinion, if you can use a landing net, do it. Especially for fish that are suitable in a landing net. And let's talk about what those might be. Permit, bonefish. I don't like netting tarpon at all, even if it shortens the fight. I just don't think they just thrash around way too much in the net, and it's not healthy for the fish. It splits their fins. It's probably more damage on the fish than you're saving. But for permit and bonefish, yes. Redfish, yes. Snook, yes. Cobia, yes. A lot of these other kind of fish that might fight real hard at the boat and not give you the opportunity to get them. Fish that have teeth, not a good idea. Barracuda, bite a hole right through your landing net. I know because we've tried to get some Barracuda world records, and we did try to net the fish instead of gaffing the fish or getting the fish in any other way. And you end up with a hole in your net. So they're toothy fish, not the best, but you know, bonefish, permit, bonefish, permit, redfish, snook, cobia, definitely. If you're going to release those fish, definitely good to get them in the net, handle them, and handle them gently. And a lot of times you can just net the fish, leave the fish in the net, reach down there with your D-hooker or the pliers, and de-hook them, and then just simply drop the net down and watch the fish swim right out. That is good handling. That's what I'm advocating and what I try to do. On the TV show, you know, we're trying our best to handle the fish as best as possible and still give the cameras an opportunity to look at them. We will lift them slightly over the water and put them back down. But obviously the best thing is to never touch them like Richard Black was doing right here. So good job, Richard. Way to go for showing everybody how to do that. Follow Black Fly Charters. You'll learn a lot about fishing. You'll learn a lot about fish handling and also what Richard's up to. He's a good follow. And that's it going to be it for How To Tuesday today. If you have questions or concerns or you want to talk more about how to release a bonefish, a redfish, a permit, whatever you want to talk about, text 305-930-7346. That's the best way to get a hold of me. I will get back to you on that text, and we have a ton of you guys on that text thread, so I really enjoy that. Check it every day, and lots of people want to talk about knots, want to talk about working out, want to talk about whatever, tarpon fishing, tackle, whatever. We talk about everything on there. So if you're interested, that is the Inner Circle. That's the best way to get in touch with me and the way that I will definitely respond to you. If you send me a Facebook DM or a Instagram DM, there's a chance I might get back to you. But on this, I will definitely get back to you. So it's also a good place for guest suggestions and show suggestions. I take those very seriously. When you say you think you have a good show for us, you guys are the ones that listen. I will try to deliver. We got some great ones coming up this week. If you do get out there and you are fishing, take care of those fish. Release them without touching them. Get your picture. Of course, get your picture. But do it with the fish just barely over the water. Put it back. And then if you're catching all the same kind of fish, just release them without even touching them. All right? Better for the resource. Better for the fish. Better for you. All right. We'll talk to you later. That's How To Tuesday. Take care of those fish. See you.